Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationships, addictions, law of attraction, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, I had a terrible behavior until. That's the key, until. Now, with behavior, we're always trying to get a reaction from other people with our behavior. With our behavior, we can receive attention. We can receive love with bad behavior. Because if you have your parents or people react to you in the way you want to receive attention, that translates into love. Because our mind and our thoughts want to receive what we had from our past. So when I was a child, I was a bad behaved young man. I believe so. That's what I was told. You know, catching my parents' mattress on fire in their bedroom, almost burning down the house, crashing cars, stealing cigarettes from grocery stores. You know, so there were so many things in my life when I was doing so I can receive attention. You know, I was smoking marijuana, drinking to receive attention so I can get my dopamine. Yes, I was getting my dopamine from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol. But the major hit is when somebody confronted me about what I was doing. They got angry with me because that's where I got my dopamine high. It was like, oh, I got so angry or I got so depressed or I got so much anxiety. That's how I received my love. When I understood the fact, and this is where the until comes in, until I understood that I wanted to receive, yes, I wanted to receive attention by with my bad behavior, I didn't need to be so angry. I didn't have to produce this bad behavior towards people in my life. Because once I knew I could receive attention without doing something with bad behavior. Because bad behavior for me was attention. And that's how I seeked it. And there's so many different ways of receiving attention and love. But we do not need to receive attention or love. We have to receive our own love within ourselves. Receive our own. That's one of the keys to self-acceptance, self-love. To accept ourselves for who we are, why we're here, what our missions are. Because when we have this process of self unconditional love, we can love other people. We don't need to seek attention or love, both the same for me, in our lives. We don't need to be in bad behavior on a continuous basis. So go out and create your inner happiness, your self-acceptance for who you are. Remember, always live the life you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.